Marty, Marty.
Okay. Okay, Shkayach. The topic today is electricity and Shabbos. Quite a pervasive topic. It's Erlin was telling me what I think I've heard from many other Rabbanim, that these shilohs come up quite regularly. It's probably the most frequent shilohs I get every single Shabbos. It's a new alarm, a new light, something new is going to go on, and certainly something we have to figure out how to relate to. In terms of electricity or Shabbos, before we talk about what we are talking about, let's talk about what we're not talking about. Before electricity was invented, before it was used, we still had 39 malachos, but they were done in very different ways. For example, people would have to do laundry. They'd actually go down to the river and do laundry. They would go to the. They would actually write instead of typing on a computer. Or they would mow the lawn, and they would actually use some scissor to cut it. So obviously, the fact that we're now washing with a washing machine and we're using electricity, that's not going to change anything. That's still the malacha of malabain. The fact we're using electricity, that should not change the fact. So in other words, sometimes we just have to ask. Besides the electricity, shiloh, pashut, I'm doing a malacha, whatever that malacha is. There will be cases because of the innovation which we have. We have to now question: is it the same malacha that it used to be? For example, we used to actually write with a pen. Now we're typing on a computer. So is that still the same thing as writing or not? So you have to analyze dina ksiva. Or even, we don't even use these anymore, but they used to speak of incandescent bulbs. So were they a problem of havara? Is that a problem of lighting a fire or not? Back in the day, mamash used to light a candle. We're past that. These lighted incandescent bulbs. Is that the same thing as a candle? So that first question is before the electricity question. You have to figure out what malacha is being done besides that. Then, even before we start, I shall tell you in advance: do not turn off per se. Do not turn on or off electricity on Shabbos. Okay. Now, the question is going to be why that's going to be, and part of that why that's going to be is going to be relevant in terms of, let's say, you're going to combine it with some other factors. Other factors such as sick ratio, which we may talk about a little bit in the Chabur, like you have no way, you're walking by whatever and something is going to happen, whether you like it or not. So is that going to matter? Whether are we dealing with the Nisa Daraisa, Nisa Dabana, what's the nature of the Daraisa? What's the nature of the Yeser? How about if there's a Shinoi involved? How about if there's a Grumma involved? How about if you're misasik? You have no idea what you're doing. You have to tell the person. How about if what I'm doing is an eno miskayim, just simply a fleeting a beep, a noise? Are they going to change the equation in terms of what the iser is? Or obviously mitigating circumstances, depending if there's a chola, if there's security reasons, whatever else. Obviously, there's more room to maneuver if we're dealing with an iser darbanan, as opposed to an iser d'oraisa, again, depending what the nature of the iser is. So with that introduction, we're talking again primarily about which isurim exist in turning on and off electricity without any other malacha. For example, turning on a fan, an air conditioner. What exactly is involved? So originally, there were many poskim who thought that the problem involved was a problem of havara, a problem of lighting a fire. That electricity itself involved fire, and we'll see a quote in a second, and because of that they wanted to be makel on yontif. Why? Because on yontif, of course, one's allowed havara l'tzorech is mutter. Lighting a fire, as you need to cook on Shabbos and the like, is permissible. However, of course, we ask him midrabbanan. The Gemara tells us in Be'adaf, I think Lamed Gimel, that we can't light a fire. It's a midrabbanan of being molded. Davar chadash. We can't light. Let's strike a match on yontif. We could light from a pre-existing fire. So, based on that fact, the shaila that the post game, the early post game, dealt with electricity, they were analyzing maybe could one be makel to turn on electricity on yontif. Okay, I asked her on Shabbos, but maybe yontif would be permissible. Why? Because the fire in theory already exists, the electricity already exists, and all you're doing is you're already just increasing it. What I have here is a quotation from the Baal Aruch HaShulchan. This is in a Torah journal from the year Tuf Reish Samach Gimel, 115 years ago. I think, if you ask me, Deleko Mishum Molid, De'enu K'mo HaChichoch Atzei Gafris, it's not the same thing as striking a match. Devisham Ein Be'etzim Kol Etzim. There, within the match, there's not yet fire. El Shisodo Eish Bo Meruba, just the element, I guess, of Eish is there at an increased level, and therefore by rubbing it brings out the Eish. However, within using electricity is already, he argues, has already fire, just simply not yet burning. When the positive and negative join together, and it actually actualizes. To form a fire. It's like a gacheles, I show you the nefichos hapeh, just by blowing it, comes out to be a flame. So therefore, he argues, on yontif, maybe it would have been permissible. Then he continues, kein nira lefiyasdaiti, lefi havanasi b'meleches elektri, ki eino mitzuyo berube ha'arim shalonu shenucho la'amod b'diyo kaltotzoso. Electricity is not so prevalent. You could probably argue that point in Avardic 115 years ago. I think in New York City, 115 years later, we probably cannot make that same, neither one of these arguments. We can't make the argument that electricity is not so prevalent, nor could we argue the point that it is a fire. I think we generally...
Why would the prevalence factor into whether it's...
Nothing, absolutely not. The prevalence would only matter in terms of whether or not he's able to figure it out. The prevalence is really he's beginning to figure out what electricity was. So this is the first. He's admitting I don't yet know what it is. I'm still trying to figure out what it is, and therefore, from what I think it is right now, it's a fire. I think as we've gone on, I think we realize that it's not a fire as we realize that, and therefore it's generally assumed to be a mistake. Thinking that electricity is a fire, if it were a fire, and actually that would be in very deep trouble, that we don't really want fires running through the walls and running through wires. However, as much as it is a toast, and Gdolei Achronim were mevatel his opinion, largely speaking, the Achiezer, or Shlomo Zalman years later, he says, it's eino keish klal l'chayev li mishum havar b'shabbos. And then I should have finished the equation, that therefore the same token would be mutter on yontif, that would be the reason to aser it on Shabbos, because it would have been a problem of increasing fire. One can't even add to a fire. You have a burning fire, you can't throw in a log and the like. That would be a problem. So though largely that opinion has been nisbatel, I should add, it wasn't a complete mistake because there's reason to think that there was a certain heat developed in the wires, so much so there are often sparks. Whether that's necessary is part of electricity heating up the wires. And I'm told that even after all of this was said and done, Rav Moshe, when he was asked about using elevators on Shabbos, he went down to see whether or not every time you press the button are there going to be sparks or not. So is that a psikresha or not? You have to figure it out. But if there were sparks involved every single time, then it may change the equation a little bit. But largely speaking, we're not going to be assuming that electricity is going to be fire. We'll have to move on to something else. That is, generally speaking, per se, when one turns on electricity, other than an incandescent bulb, we'll assume right now that it is not fire. Where that does leave us, though, is, of course, this is where I think most people generally start the discussion, is the famous opinion of the Chazon Ish. If anyone's following along the sheets, it's on page 2. The Chazon Ish argues, besides Ol Yesh Bazeh, besides what we were just talking about a second ago, worrying about heating up the wires, worrying about sparks, Ol Yesh Bazeh, referring to Hadlakas Chashmal, turning on electricity, Mishum Tikun Mana, fixing something. Why? Kivan Shemamido Al Tchunasu Lizrom Es Zerem HaChashmal B'tmido, since I am setting it up to have a current flowing regularly. The Karov Hadavar Zeb Bonim and Hatorah Kaosekli. It would be a form of binyin, even on the Torah level. And the Kol Shekein Kan Techol Hachutim Mechubarim Labayis Vahavalik Bona Bimechubar. What's he talking about here? Just a word. I'm sure you probably aware. If not, just a few words of introduction. The Gemara tells us in several different places, all over Masechta Shabbos and Be'ah Daf Yudalid, that we pask an ein binyan in stira b'kelim. The ikur binyan is when it's mechubar l'karka. You build a house. That's the daraisa. If you simply put together parts of a kli, that is, generally speaking, going to be midrabana. However, the Chazon Ish argues two different things. First of all, electricity, largely at that point, besides before we start dealing battery-operated things, was connected to the ground. You're connecting to the wires and to the system, which is connected to the house. When you're plugging something in and you're turning something on, you're connecting it to the house. So first of all, before I even get to the kelim part of it, no matter what, this should be a problem of binyan, because I am connecting the electricity and the wires, and that itself needs to be thought about, within the mechubar, what's mechubar lekarka, to the house. Point number one. Point number two is, even in terms of the kli itself, we said, ein binyan bekelim, the Gemara has a rule in several places. This is, you could find the beginning of Perek Habona and Shabbos, elsewhere, that even though ein binyan bekelim, everyone agrees where it is what's called tika, where it's, they're firmly stuck together, then it's still chayiv midoraisa. Even within that, there's machlokas Rashi Tosfos, for our purposes, I'm not sure will make a difference, whether or not that's only going to be chayiv mishomake bepatish. When it's tika, the classic example would be if you screw in your glasses breaks on Shabbos, as it always does, it never breaks during the week, it only breaks on Shabbos. So if one would put it back together, when screw it back on, then that would be a form of tika, even though your glasses are not mechubar lekarka, it's only a kli. You're firmly putting it back together. So the same if we put together a kli, it would be tekaf, shitas Rashi, that would be makab bepatis, shitas Tosfos, that would be binyan gomor, that even though there's no generally there's no binyan bekelim, teka would be a form of yesh binyan bekelim.
On a deraisa level?
On a deraisa level. Now, so the Chazon Ish continues and tells us here, forgetting about the fact that this is mechubar lekarka, even if I'm dealing with my portable device, this is battery operated. Still, here, by my flicking that switch, I am doing binyan in the form of tika, which would even be chayiv in a kli. Because I'm connecting the wires. What do you mean by that?
No, I'm just asking.
Because you're connecting the wires, which are allowing the electricity to flow in a seemingly in a firm way. I think you're about to ask the obvious question. But what do you mean? But that's where you're. Is that that's what I meant to be? Is that what you're asking? It's just what?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't have a strong understanding of how electricity works out. So I guess
of how
electrical wires work and how.
I hear that. Right? That I'm not fully going to be able to do that for you right now, right today, and even for myself, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that. But whatever ability we have, we'll try to explain. So these are the famous ideas of the Chazon Ish. That this is a problem of binyan, either b'mechubar l'karka, and even if not, it's a form of tikkah. Tikkah, which would even be true b'talosh, even. And famously, of course, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in many different places, already in Tshuvos, in Mincha Shlomos, in Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, before I start, I always recommend, and when I was given the share in the past, I would recommend, they came out with this Ma'orei Eish. Ma'orei Eish was the original writings of Rav Shlomo Zalman on electricity, Ma'orei Eish. And beautiful story. He wrote it basically for the sake of his mother. His mother had hearing problems. He wanted to get a hearing aid. So he worked out the issues, what's involved in electricity in terms of using a hearing aid. So, and I think that was the impetus, that was his motivation to get him into, I guess, besides Lashon Nezikin, to get him into, to get him into the deeper understanding of electricity and the like. So he wrote that sefer, I think, when he was 25 years old. So that gives us, when he was 25 years old, guys, I'm not sure you're 25 yet, so you could still put out something like that by that time. He wrote that sefer in dealing with electricity, and what they did recently, posthumously, they put out many of the mesechtos. They have like a machol and mincha shlomo. Put out many of the various mesechtos. They put out Ma'orei Ha'esh Hashalem. Very, very nice work, where they have footnotes, anecdotes explaining everything he was talking about. And they have a section in it as well, dealing with, basically explaining. He said, you don't understand all the mitzvahs. So they have there in the back, written by an engineer, explaining, I guess it was a Talmud of his, explaining the mitzvahs, everything Rosh Hashanah was dealing with at his time, explaining in a way how that would affect Hilchos Shabbos. So it's two volumes, I'm told now that maybe put it in three, so two or three volumes, Ma'orei Eish Hashalem. That's Kedai, begin to understand some of these issues. So he argues very strongly on the Chazon Ish. He says, I don't understand what you're talking about. He says, first of all, in terms of, you'll tell me it's mechubar to a house. Okay, yeah, he's correct. It is mechubar to a house. But I'll give you another example. Rabosei. I'll give you some other example of things which are mechubar to the house, but you're still able to move them. Or, for example, Rabbi said the door is mechubar to the house. The door is mechubar to the house, but as far as I know, no one yet has a chumrah that you can't go in or out. You're allowed to open and close the door. You're not, even a bigger chiddush, you can even open and close the window on Shabbos. Why? What's the var? It's mechubar l'karka. The word appears to be that was. That things are very different when they're made to open and close. When they're made to open and close, then that's not binyan. I'm not building a house when I open or close the door. I'm just simply moving something back and forth, which is meant to be sometimes open, sometimes closed. So Rav Shlomo Zalman argues the same thing should be true in terms of electricity. Sometimes the switch is on, other times the switch is off, and it should be no different than opening or closing the door or the window. That was argument number one. So maybe as we proceed, we'll get into some of the other arguments, but this is a critical point where there are those who claim, and we're going to analyze this more in a few minutes, that the same way we began with the Baal Ha'aruch HaShulchan telling you that he thought that electricity was fire, and therefore you could be made, etc., etc. So there are those who think that, the Chazon Ish also, he just didn't really understand how electricity worked. The Rav Shlomo Zalman, who analyzed it, no, Rav Shlomo Zalman understands how electricity worked, therefore he's more makel once he figured out what it was. That, I'm very happy, I always thought this myself, I heard this corroborated from one of the, another Rosh Hashiva around the New York area. The Chazon Ish understood electricity very, very well. The Chazon Ish understood exactly what it was. But he argued based on, as he himself tells you there, Bishikul Hadas. This is not a machlokas that he misunderstood electricity. No, he understood what electricity was, but this is a machlokas in how to understand halacha, how to understand how to conceptualize electricity, how would halacha figure it out. So certainly Rav Shlomo Zalman was able, as we'll explain in a few moments, certainly Rav Shlomo Zalman and other Gdolos are able to argue on the Chazon Ish. But in this case, unlike what we started with, Baruch HaShulchan, simply the Metzius was off. Here, no, the Metzius is right. Let's figure out exactly what is the Shikul Hadas, should this be Binyan or not. So already, if we look at the words of the Chazon Ish, and he tells you, already he hints at this being different, which will further later on when in letters and correspondence to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Again, hard to know exactly what he means by these words, but he's definitely telling you something. He said, even though you'll tell me that, this is good if you're following along on page 2, the Kana Shel Sayadin, the Sayadin are painters. You know, sometimes you have to paint over here, so you have a little paintbrush like this. Other times, you have to, paint all the way over there. So you connect an extension to the paintbrush. So, would that be a Chilul Shabbos D'oraisa? So even though you'll tell me the Kanesh Shel Sayodin, Apitzka Ino Midrabanon, even in such a case, maybe that would only be Drabanon. Dafko Beharkova Shel Beis Geshomim, not rain, Beis physical entities, She'efcher Lechoshvon Ke Beis Amishtatvin Bepu'ula Achas. De'ein Ha'atka Machra Oson Leguf Echol Kol She'pirukom Noach Letiach El Hanamo. You could use it this way, you could use it that way. Here, where I am making a new tsura, vaday choshev bone. Very spiritual words here, but what exactly he's saying? But he knows that this is different than other when I'm connecting other things, and this I think we'll begin to explain as well. He says, "Wait, what are you talking about?" He says, "This is tikka." I mean, this we're going to be talking about soon. This is where Shlomo Zalman is going to be arguing him as well. He says, first of all, b'machubar. He says, this should be like a house. Right? This should be like a door of a house. It's meant to open and close. Point number one. And even B'kli says, this is tikka. My little four-year-old son, when he was younger, even still did it. He's less now, he's a job older. So constantly what they do, they play with the light. So this is tikka. I mean, he could break glasses. I doubt he could fix glasses. So, tikka, how am I calling this tikka? If anyone could just move that switch, how firmly connected is it? You could just, in an instant, with the simplicity, you could just simply move it back and forth. Is that really tikka? So the Chazon Ish knows that. He knows that very well. And he writes in his letters back to Shlomo Zalman, "Zehoinian Taloi b'Shikul Adas, Zechimu and Barzal Eino Mechadesh Teva Chadosh b'Barzal." That here I'm not creating a new nature to the metal, let's say somebody simply heat it up. Elo Shachom Shochein Balasha, Avol Chibur Chut Chashmal Ma'over Es Koach HaChashmali Hamutba B'Chut Atzma. You're bringing out the well put. Which is its natural state. The shimush chadiri, it becomes regular for regular usage. Number one. herkiv prakim ze'em ze'. Number one, combining the two sections. And then he continues. V'lo mehani hadahavi rafoi. This is a soft connection. It's a weak connection. This is not the same thing as screwing in your glasses. Mishum dezerim chashmali mechabram b'b'chinas teka. Because once the current is now going through, that enjoins them, and so now they're firmly connected together. Does he mean in a literal sense? It's probably just as easy to close. I think he means conceptually. Similarly, this is well beyond as the tikkun hachut atzmo mimaves lechayim. Have a boner. By turning on that device, the tikkun hachut asmo mimaves lachayim. He knows this is very different than regular boner b'mechobor, a regular boner, rather teka in regular kli. This is a different something new is going on here because I'm dealing with electricity. Because I'm dealing with the electricity, his shikul hadas tells me this is more than a regular bimachaber, a window, a door, or heating up metal, or another muscle that Shlomo Zalman uses. Is what do you mean? I have a pipe, and lefidzarechli says it should be also to turn on the water. That's another muscle. So again, the Chazanish knows that and thinks it's different. This is not the same thing as I already have a pipe and I want to get. All I'm doing is transferring water from there to there. Rather, he views this as by joining the two sides of the wire. I am now that itself. I am making that bridge. I'm making that circuit, which enables the electricity to go, and the electricity becomes part of the wire. Now, the wire itself becomes electricized. Now becomes a conductor of electricity. I'm turning a non-conductor into a conductor, basically. And that itself is something well beyond regular. These were the arguments that he made, and this is based on, even if you figure out what he's saying, he knows that something deep is going on here. He knows how this is working. This is not just simply the flow of water through a wire. This is not just fire which existed before. And he knows, if this is... I think this is how electricity works as far as I understand it. But the question is just simply what does that have halachic significance? Does that have any more mashmos than just simply opening and closing a window, letting water go through a pipe, etc.? So the Chazanish thought yes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, even when he was dealing with the Shita, this leads to some very, very interesting cases. In figuring out the following. Let's say I could isolate some of these components. What do I mean? Let's say there's a blackout. Or you have a blackout, you have a wire is no longer hooked up to electricity. So is there the same isser of turning on and off that switch? Right. Let's say Luyitzur, I'm able to divorce the factors. I have the same exact switch, but I just have it without electricity. So would that still be the same malacha? So if the Chazanish Mamish means a kipshuto, at face value, what he started with, then this should be binyan, l'may nafkamina, whether or not it's connected to electricity or not. And there's nothing happening. Besides the grumma things, yeah, absolutely. It's off right now, you're switching. Exactly, 100%.
How can it be? How is it both when you just turn the switch on?
You're connecting the wire. Either way, you're connecting the wire.
So, again, except I'm not being good at my understanding, but what are you connecting? If the electricity is off,
you're connecting the wire either. Basically, what you'd be doing the following. I'll give you a muscle. I think it's the right muscle. The muscle would be if I plug in the wire. When I plug in the wire, when the device is off. So right now, in theory, everything is connected. Just what? It's just not doing anything yet until there's electricity. If it would be used that way, the people talk about these things. People talk about those things, Dr. Mishnah Mishnah Karka.
Right, but if that's what Chazan is saying, then that would...
You'd have to analyze in that perspective. There are those. There is a kula spoken about in terms of those illusions. Would he mean? Are they tali zebizet? That would need to be analyzed. Right. Is it? You have to figure out. Is it the kli or is it what part? What's what? Is it the kli or is it the? Right. So do I mean it kipshuto? Simply connecting those wires itself is. Would be the binyan. So even Lu Yisur, there would be no electricity. And Rashlomo Zalman, he realizes what the Chazon Ish is saying. There's no way that couldn't be binyan. It's only binyan because there's something Yesh Dvar and Begol. There's much more of a mashmos to this because of the electricity. It makes it more than a regular dead wire.
That's based on what the Chazon Ish wrote in his letters to Rashlomo Zalman. The idea that it's only considered to be binyan if there's actually an electrical current that runs through after the two wires are joined together.
Right. You know,
where is that based on how it's from Zalman?
That's based on the Chazon Ish himself. The Chazon Ish himself. These are the words. I don't know if you have the pages there on page 3. If you want to read, it's very, very nice to read. It's very beautiful, the correspondence. How you see, again, Rav Shlomo Zalman was, I don't know exactly, I estimate 40 to 50 years younger when he was writing this. So that's one type of nafka mina. Would there be binyan? And Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks not. But he quotes Rav Greineman. Rav Greineman was the Chazon Ish's brother-in-law, I believe, where he actually quotes the Chazon Ish thinking that it would still be Aser, even though it's a dead wire. So Rav Shlomo Zalman can't believe it, but that's what he quotes in the name of the Chazon Ish's brother-in-law. A variation, the inverse of what we're talking about, and this is extremely relevant for us, is the following. Let's say you would be able to turn on a gadget without connecting anything. What do I mean by that? Again, this is what I've been led to understand from my... For example, if one were to press a button in their cell phone, you move something on the screen. So it used to be back in the day of a computer or a phone, whatever, and what do you want to use? You turn it off, or you turn it on instead of turning it off and on, whatever. Now, it's basically sort of on and sort of off. What does that mean? As far as I understand, it's basically ready to be used, but I'm told through semiconductors, basically. The wires are already connected, but when you're pressing that button, it's maybe beyond me, but conceptually, at least, what's going on is that without connecting any wires, you're enabling the electricity to flow. The wire's already connected. Everything's already connected. But the electricity is now going to be flowing up. Sometimes the way it works is there already is some electricity. Sometimes there already is a certain amount of electricity. It's not completely dead, but I'm now, by my pressing that button, I'm getting it to increase its output to the point where now I can use it. It's basically it's already on, but it's not doing anything yet. So in essence, I have a case where now by my pressing that button, I'm getting the device to work, but it already I'm not doing any chibur of anything. I'm not doing any chibur of anything. In such a case, That's the inverse case. I'm mamish isolating the factors where I have a case where I'm bringing something mimavish l'chayim because that computer was completely unusable before I touched the screen. I touched the screen. It wasn't doing anything. Now I pressed it. Now I'm able to type and do whatever I'm going to do with it. But I didn't connect any wires at that point at all. That's the variation. So which one is it? Which one does the Chazon Ish mean by it? And it's certainly unclear. For example, I'm told there's an article in one of the Truman journals which discussed what's called the superconductor. I'm told that that works by changing the temperature or something. Depending on heat and cold, so again, everything's all connected already, but by my changing the temperature that enables it to become a conductor. So I'm not physically connecting anything, or at least I'm not connecting the wires in the regular sense. Is what causing it to connect? Maybe now the electricity itself being connected is that itself the either teka. So in these issues, one in theory could be machalik between something which is labayis and what is teka. In theory, so one of the achronim was machalik between maybe in if binyan b'machubar. There to say it's binyan, that even a dead wire, it still may could debate whether it has binyan or mechubar. But in terms of teka, if there's no electricity, it's much harder to say that's teka. In a kli which is not connected to the ground. These points are argued b'das hachazanish and understanding it, but. In terms of whether or not we pass in like the Chazon Ish or not, many circles, obviously his Talmidim certainly follow him very closely. Others will tell you we pass in largely, most poskim, they could argue, will pass in like with Shlomo Zalman against the Chazon Ish. Other poskim are choshesh for the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish himself, when he presented it, he himself says it's a chshash. Was he ever convinced of this? Karuv Hadover the Zebonim and HaTorah. That was where we started off.
I'm not an electrician, but I do know probably a good amount of chemistry and physics and electricity.
Good.
A lot of the things that the Chazon Ish described electricity is actually not the reality. Like, when you're opening up the circuit or you're closing the circuit, you're not changing the physical property of the wire. It's that you're allowing the flow. It's like you're closing a circuit and these electrons are now flowing through more like a faucet. It's not that you're changing the properties of a metal. The only thing you're really changing the properties, the example you said where you have a superconductor where you super cool it to a very low temperature, the properties then physically change.
I think he means it. I think it's still different than a pack.
That's there already. You're not changing it because it says it explicitly.
I thought he said because it doesn't say that's why that's a problem. That's because your emissions is already.
No, you're right. It's different than water. You're claiming it's different. It's the same as water.
I'm saying in terms of what goes on in the house, it's almost exactly like water. And if you want to simplify it down, it's almost exactly what it's like.
The wire is not becoming a conductor at the same time. It's not something.
It's already a conductor. Just now that it's flowing through. You're not saying the whole pipes was before.
It had the ability to do so.
Yes.
All right, had the ability to do it. I don't think it's the same thing. I still don't think it's the same thing.
The pipe has the ability to have water flow.
For sure. For sure. But I think as far as I understand, there's nothing happening to the wire at that point.
When you close the circuit?
When you turn it, yeah.
The only thing that might happen is maybe a spark. But I don't think that would.
But the spark is something, which is not even what we want. But I'm saying in terms of
what happens to the wire, nothing changes. Except now there's a difference in electrical charges.
Right, so that itself, that's what he means. That's what he means. That's what we're talking about.
Same thing by water. You have a high pressure and you have low pressure, now you're changing the pressure of the water. Same thing by a pipe.
It's just going through it. It doesn't become the electrical. It doesn't become the bridge itself.
I'm not even sure I understand what you're saying, so I'll drop it.
Okay. No, it's maybe important. We'll see. Maybe we'll talk about it afterwards. We'll see what. This line may relate to you. V'lo od shel ha'chut nosein chelko b'zerem. Does the chut itself give its portion into the current? Is that...
Yeah, why does it depreciate?
Not in a literal sense. Its qualities are doing something which... Not everything could... I think as opposed to water, as long as it's heavy enough, the water can go through.
Technically speaking, I could take a pipe of water, put a connection on this side,
right,
and the electricity will flow through the water as well. Which is a property of...
It's a property of the water, then.
It's a property of... Yeah, exactly. It's a property. You're not changing the property when you now allow electricity to flow.
But that, at that point, that water becomes... I would not want to touch that water at that point.
Pipe. If you have to stick your finger through the pipe and have water through it.
I think that is arguing that becomes a property of the pipe. Part of this, again, it is shikul hadas and how to view it. You could view it as part of it is shikul hadas, I think. What exactly is the right mashal to use? So there are other arguments in terms of is mimavis l'chayim, you're allowed to give CPR to an animal, to a person. Labor-dick discussions, if you take seriously the mimavis l'chayim connection. Based on if you take him to an extreme, is a kli when the electricity is off, what type of muksa is it? That's a labor-dick discussion. If you have an electronic device which is off, so is that at that point, it's not roi at all. So it's a further debate within this discussion. Before I move on to the next session, I'll take it. Yeah.
When we discussed before cases where the lars are already connected and all we're doing is just sending and
yes.
So we said that mitzad binyan that would still be a problem.
It's a debate within how to understand the Chazon Ish. If he means.
Yeah.
So if he mamish means b'machubar in the literal sense, it's very hard to say that. It's just not his mam. If he means number one, gufa, the flow of electricity itself needs to be, in order for it to work, needs to be a bridge. It needs to be connected to itself. Then the electricity itself, that's one. Or the main point of the binyan is more the mavis l'chayim component, even without the real mechuber component, which will be something we'll move on to in 2 minutes.
Are you saying that, let's say, unlike a pipe which just creates the space for
water exactly
to flow through,
yes,
the electrons engage an inherent property of the wire,
yes,
and therefore, in some sense, the wire becomes part of the process.
That's what he's, yes. That's approximately what he's saying. It's hard to figure out exactly what he means, but that's his... Which leads us to the next section. So again, there are those who argued on the Chazon Ish and taking on the binyan sense, but I believe even the Chazon Ish means something along the lines we're about to quote. Rashi Weiss, in his recent tshuva, about 5-10 years ago, Simon Lamed, he argues the following in understanding electricity. Following along on the sheets at page 6, Kol de'oseh davar choshuv im chashmal. When you're doing something of significance by using electricity, it itself is a form of makeh b'patish. I am... Again, along the lines of the Chazon Ish of mimavis l'chayim, but probably even taking out the need for literally tekah forming a kli for creating the current of electricity, for creating the wire. The problem is not the wire. The problem is not the current. The problem is I both say now I had until now I had something I couldn't use. Now I have something I could use. Now I have something I'm doing something. I created something of significance. And Ayel asked me what malacha is that, and how is that makeh b'patish? So he bases himself on, and this is a well-known Yerushalmi, though a very, very fascinating idea, tells us the following. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, this is in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis of the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Avdin hayu b'hai pirkot slas shnin uplog. They were learning Perek Chal Gadol of Lamentes Melachos for 3.5 years. It's longer than an hour and a half for this year. Afkun minei arba'im chaser achas toldos al kol chada v'chada. They were able to come up with 39 toldos for each of the 39 malachos. Do the math, it comes out to be a lot. Man de mishtame, I'm sorry, man de ashkechon mismach samchon, any, I'm typing now according to the Pnei Moshe, whatever tolda they found a parallel malacha to be associated with, they said it was a tolda of that malacha. Uman hadilo ashkechon, whatever they couldn't find the malacha to say it's a tolda of that malacha, mismach ovdone mishum makebepatish. They said it would, you know, we'll call that to be a tolda of makebepatish. Why is it significant? For the following reason. Usually we understand avos and toldos in the following way. Usually we think of, there are 39 avos malachos, and okay, we have an av of Zoreya, so we then look, what is similar to Zoreya? This is similar to Zoreya, that's Noteya similar to Zoreya, this is similar to Zoreya. Okay, so we'll say that also is that's a tolda of Zoreya. The way this Yerushalmi is conceptualizing it is the following way. The way Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were looking around. What type of things do people do, which in Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish's eyes should be considered malacha, should be appear to be aser. So, this doesn't sit right. You know what? Okay, we'll call that similar to Bona. This doesn't sit right. This should be part of Zoreya. Not that they're saying, "Oh, this is similar to Zoreya, and therefore it's us." No, this seems to be a malacha. Which malacha is it? Now, there are certain things they argue which just seem to be a malacha, seem in the eyes of Chazal, in the eyes of Yochanan Rish Lakish. There are things which seem to be a malacha, but they just don't. They're not really a told of anything. They don't really fit into this. It's not Zoreya. It's not Chosa Shneva Tenirin. It's not Borer. So, like, where does this fit in? Okay, we think this should be Aser, so we'll call it Makeh B'Patish. In other words, the starting point would be, to understand it a little bit better, would be saying that they're not the Pshat, there are 39 different Isurim on Shabbos. There's an Isser of Zoreya, an Isser of Chorish, an Isser, etc., etc. And then I only have to find parallels of those to say it's Aser. No, there's really one macro Isser of L'sasek Hol Malacha, and the question is sort of where do they fit in? And certain things just don't really fit into anything, so Chazal had to put it under Makeh B'Patish. A dimion to this, meaning he himself has some Rosh Weiss, he has an Evan Ho'ezel, and Lashon HaRambam, that Hamapis Mursa have a Makeh B'Patish, the Meleches Harofe, person who makes pops the pimple, that is a Malacha because it is Meleches Harofe. Why is that? It also significant. What gives it its significance is he gufa, the fact that it is Meleches Harofe. More extreme version, I once heard from a Rebbe, Rosenzweig once explained a very, very difficult Rashi in Be'ah. If you guys ever learned it, in Chazayin Rebbe's, tells you that a very strange Rashi says that being machiel, it's also to burn truma tmeya. Truma tmeya is supposed to get burnt. You can't do it on yontif. The gzeiras hakosah she'en hakotchim is barim biyontif, and you can't even feed it to a dog. Drachmana achshevei lahavarasam. Rachmana achshevei lahavar vasa. It's considered that Torah gave significance to feeding it to a dog. What malacha is something to feeding to a dog? So one suggestion everyone's like made in terms of explaining that Rashi was the malacha was makriv patish. Maybe he had other ones, but that was one interpretation of that Rashi. And based on that very fascinating understanding, Rashi Weiss continues that skiras hamagol magal chashmali al kol tiroseh ofaneha bevadai lo suffik. The low suffix yesh baham tzah atzuma she'en kamosa tikkun mechashivos lehaniya yisodos tevel. Obviously, using electricity in any way of its various forms is a tremendous hamtzah, tremendous innovation, which to manipulate all types of parts of creation. To yesh bach shash makib patish. Beim demafil kelim tasiyosam asumim beim skiras electronim zeirim beim benod ben benudas LED menoros LED, whatever it is, whatever you're doing with it, that itself is a constructive act of meleches machsheves. There are times, very often, meleches machsheves is used as a kula on Hilchos Shabbos, and many kulas we learn out because things have to be meleches machsheves, therefore often more makel. But there are occasions where we'll find that meleches machsheves will often create a chumrah. That even though in other, if I could give you an example, the Gemara Bava Kamma, Daf Samach, tells us even what would otherwise be grumma in other areas of Torah, according to many Rishonim, where they learned the Gemara, Zorev, Ruach Misayaso, winnowing, even though maybe considered grumma in other areas of Torah, here it's chayiv and Shabbos because meleches machsheves asra Torah. In other words, gufa, the mechayiv, is doing something constructive. So here, in these cases, I don't know if it's any other malacha per se. I'm not necessarily doing any other malacha that we could figure out what it would be. But he gufa, doing these innovative things on Shabbos would be a form of Malachas Malchevich, which is the essence of Lo Sasek Kol Malacha. Which is the essence of Lo Sasek Kol Malacha, Malachas Malchevich, Sastra Torah. Is the Rosh Hashanah convinced of this? Absolutely not. He just thinks it's very, very reasonable. If he thinks it's a very reasonable person, if he asks me, I think, if you tell me it's Daraisa, then I think this is the most reasonable explanation. I think it makes a lot of sense. I should add, I've said this in the past, and I think it's kedai to realize that when we're dealing with the topic of something like electricity, it's very different than where, you know, the Torah already asked us something. We're trying to figure out, yesh lachkar, what's pshat in understanding a given iser? Yesh lachkar in understanding a certain halach of the Gemara, whatever. In terms of electricity, it's not like it says someplace that electricity is awesome. Yesh lachkor why it is. So for that reason, this is not like a multiple choice test where there's one right answer. And there could be everything we're saying, the three things we said already, and maybe other things as well, it could be five reasons why it's awesome. And it could be, we're convinced that any one of them are 100% right, but we just being out of all these chashashos, we have to be concerned about it. And certainly based on that, Chazal say not to do it. Certainly midrabanan. Not Chazal. Chazal didn't talk about electricity for whatever reason, at least not directly. At least the poske is my name. Certainly aser. That's why the Rashi Weiss was continuing when he was just talking about the Chazon Ish. He said somebody tried to argue with him that being that the real issue of electricity is the Chazon Ish in creating a... Therefore, for some reason he assumed that when one opens, let's say, a door, a hotel door or the like, there, he argues, you're not creating anything, it's already a door. There's the person, the shovel, to this person asks of Rashi why. And therefore, the Chazon Ish wouldn't apply, and therefore it should be mutter. He says, first of all, he answers him, I have no idea what you're talking about. He says, I don't understand. First of all, just because it's a door has nothing to do with it, the problem is creating a circuit, which you're doing anyway. Secondly, just because we're worried about the Chazon Ish means we're going to be makel like the Chazon Ish and think that's the only problem? There could be exactly what I'm saying right now. This is not a multiple choice test. It's like, just because for some reason the Chazon Ish wouldn't apply, therefore the other one, some other reason wouldn't apply. This is where he continues in the Chas Osher that no, the problem is what I'm suggesting, that I'm doing something constructive using electricity, and that itself, he goofies the problem, Liyutsuya or anything else would apply or not. Though he does continue. Any questions on that before I... Okay.
So the machshevesness is the what? Is the creating... Is the fact that electricity flowing through, or just...
No. Not, definitely not, because I'm going to show in a second. The machshevesness, I like the word, is the fact that you're accomplishing something in such a fashion, using these innovations.
I'm not sure if the way that he's saying it really means for it to be applied broadly, but it's just interesting that doing it doesn't take chachma, but because you're using something
right.
Which took chachma to
correct.
Together. Already
That's correct. That's correct. I definitely could have heard that one who invented, who made the device itself would be very different. But correct, but you're... It's a reason why these things are not obvious, but Gufa applying technology in such a fashion would be. By the same token, not everything leads to a chumra. This also leads to an important kula. In the following way, and this is what he suggests, and you could debate some of this. Because being that the Isser again is not the current per se, or the fact I'm creating the circuit per se, rather the problem is what I'm accomplishing with it. So numerous of the amongst the numerous shilas which come up, probably every 5 minutes, are okay. I walk by whatever, and because of that the alarm beeps. Because of that the completely meaningless things are. He was dealing with a person has to walk, a solo member or someone who has Alzheimer's, they have to walk around with some tracking device. But so when they're walking around excessively, when they're doing something extra, the bars of the reception of their cell phone are going to go, it's going to increase the number of bars. So, and that means is more output of electricity. So, being that the typical way that most poskim look at that shaila would be, is this an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan? And then, obviously, one's not trying to do that, so the shaila would be shaila of hilchos, psik resha don nechale, b'd'rabbanan, or sometimes d'oraisa. So would that be mutter or aser? That's the way, the classical way of looking at the shaila. The shaila would never get off the ground. Because in this situation, what makes this a malacha in the first place is the malachas machsheves shiva. Here, there is no malachas machsheves shiva. Not only because it wouldn't be shayach to apply psik resha in such a case, because I'm not doing anything at all. It's just a completely meaningless, okay, there's more electricity going through someplace somewhere in the world. So what? So, when I repeated this, yeah.
Isn't the flip side of that, obviously there are reasons why this wouldn't be the case, but wouldn't the flip side of that be devices built by Somet or something like that? Even if it gets around certain technical problems?
There are definitely those who are, the Gemara I quoted to in Baba Kama,
yeah.
There were many who asked it based on this reason.
On that, yeah.
Based on the Gemara in Baba Kama, Melechus Machshavas is the Torah that redefines Grama. That's the Lord, and they post game argument, they have questions we've had whether. Ironically, personally, Rav Asher Weiss thinks that I think he thinks He does not take that gemara, so it's literal that everything is oster based on grama. He does not take that. But other poskim do, and that's part of the heated debate about how to understand soma, 100%. Where am I? Right. So what's the mucker of this? We already find, in terms of, there is a famous debate about psikresha delo nechale. Right, with the psikresha, the famous sheet, it's ha'aruch, psikresha delo nechale is mutter. At least not also derives. Now, one of the rayos which are brought to this, which they bring to his shita, is the Gemara in Sukkah. We're all learning Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah of the Hadassim, which while they have the berries, you can't. There's more berries than leaves, and then you can't use the Hadassim. You can't take them off on Yontif, it would be a form of tikkun mana. So he asked the Gemara, in a certain case, how did someone take it off? The Gemara says, De'isle Hoshana Achriti. De'isle Hoshana Achriti, where you have another Hoshana, then it's not a problem of tikkun mana. So the Aruch says, it must be, even though I am being Mesaka in the Hoshana, it must be that Psikresha Delo Nechule is mutter. But I'm taking it off because I want to eat the berries. I'm taking it off for some other reason. So the Gemara says therefore it's psikresha delo nechale. I'm not interested in the fact that I'm fixing the hoshan. Other poskim, Rishonim, who clearly argue on the aruch, what do they do with this Gemara? So the answer would be the following, I think. That, let's say I have a hoshana right now in the middle of Kislev, and I take off a berry. So am I going to say, am I misakein mana legabe the hoshana of Pesukis? Why? It's completely irrelevant. It's not a malacha at all if I'm not being mechavein to do so. If I'm trying to fix my hoshana, I'm trying to fix my kli by taking off those berries, then great, that's a malacha. Stama hoshana, if I have hoshana achriti, even if it happens to be Sukkis, Kol Shekein, in the middle of Kislev, where it's completely irrelevant, that's not Makeh B'Patish. That's not Tikkun Mana. If I don't have in mind to, if it's not a heter of Psikresha Delo Nechale, there's no Malacha to begin with. So when I repeated this to Reish Efter, he told me that Poskim don't necessarily passing like that Shita. They pass like that Shita if I make a Kli that way. So Machlokas Makeh Mishnah, Das Arama, Ravid. If it's tikkun mana, we're not machaving to it, do I say it's mutter? However, if you do the tracking, if you do the later postgame, or could be machalik, and this could very much fit into this discussion, to what degree is there a real tikkun mana? Let's say I'm fixing a pot. If there is a real kli, but I'm being masakin it in a way, derech psikresha, so then it's a tikkun mana memanavshach. It's a tikkun mana automatically. However, if I am dealing with something which per se is not really a kli, a hoshana is not a kli, hoshana is not a pot. Certainly a blinking, beeping light in the middle of nowhere is certainly not a kli per se. Or the fact is there's some currency going through somewhere, going through current, not currency, current, going through something. Somewhere in the world is completely inaccurate, completely meaningless, so that there's still room to be machalic, and these are very important, very, very relevant, that happen all the time in terms of to be makel, in terms of psikresh. So Rav Asher Weiss himself thought there's room to be makel in those type of situations. It's not a shame malacha at all. There's no malachas machshavas to those type of things. It's a very nice kula to know. It's a very important kula to know, and many of these things which come up, the fact, if the malacha is gufa that you're mechavin to it, and otherwise there's no malachas machsheves, because there's no malachas machsheves, there's nothing here happening at all. That's a huge kula to know in terms of some of these issues. It's not every one, but certain things which are totally meaningless, which was happening. The example he gave was, the example he has here, Kigon b'shinu yis hamod shel machshir shmiya, I'm not convinced this is a harder one to argue. But he thinks the fact that you go to... I'd rather leave this one off, I don't like it. I don't like the example. But...
maybe if you open a door and there's a sensor that...
That just beep. That's the examples that I'm giving. You open a door and a sensor goes, a beeping light goes, you hear a sound, you hear a beep, or a light goes on, which is behind some brake front someplace. Those are very typical examples, which you couldn't care less about.
So, meaning the point that even according to those who argue with the Arach, it would still be like that?
Yes.
Specifically, according to
right.
Yeah, right. Well put.
According to Arach, it would be better even without the Solomon's. But
right.
According.
But well, no, he means specifically, ironically, the Arach would need that. The Arach would need his Kula. In cases, this may happen after Mino, even in theory, something would be Nechole. Would be Nechole, but you're not being Mechapin for it. There could be no Melachas Machsheves to it.
I thought that
the whether or not
it's
Machsheves,
I guess, is dependent on the context. I mean, if the person wants it, like if they need
if
it.
If
he did it because they want it,
you know,
but
the
things.
It's not going to help me. No, what's motivating me to do it? Do I want to get this result? That's what's Machsheves. What's motivating me is I want to just get into the door and open the door. It happens to me there's going to be some side benefits. And then I'm going to go to the Sugiyah Psychers and leave them laying. No, no, no.
According to this Mahalik, even Segrace of the Nechole, it's very possible that within certain, when really nothing significant has happened, when.
Along the same lines, let's say you have kind of like a very similar example. So you go into a stairwell, the lights are on. They didn't. Then when you open up the door, or like it hears a noise, the lights become brighter. Would that be an example of this
kula?
Because you really don't need
that. That's already harder. But it's meant to have. There's a reason why that it's set up that way that they want you to have more light in that situation.
I'm saying, but for you, since you're speaking, light is more.
I don't know. It's a little more extreme.
Since then, where do you draw the line?
I don't. Those are. In some of those cases, one could argue that's even a situation of the Nechle, which is set up for a certain purpose. One could even argue in some of those cases that's even your Maisa itself. That may not even be a situation, according to some.
Where's the situation?
Why is it different? Let's say you open up the door and a light's on the other side of the world. Like,
because you couldn't care less about it at all. And it's not made. It's certainly not made for that purpose. A light on the other side of the world goes on.
Why is it that the light turned on?
Because in this situation, the light is set up. It's set up that when you open the door, you want more light. Generally speaking, although if it weren't Shabbos, you want more light. Generally speaking,
but let's say for me, you wouldn't. So you're saying it's designed that way. Therefore, people would want that more light.
So generally, there's a reason why it's designed that way.
Okay.
Two additional points within this. One is, Rashi Weiss, first of all, I think, if you ask me, I really think the Chazon Ish had something like that in mind already. I think he was headed in this direction, he just didn't say it so succinctly. That was his way of, he was saying Bona, but I think leaning in this type of direction. I think that's what made the Memavis L'chaim type of thing. Once you sort of pressed him, he was trying to say it in the most articulate way, but I think he was headed in that direction. Already preceding him as well, Rav Moshe, in the Tshuva, dealing with microphones on Shabbos. Again, don't try this at home. He was asked, why not? What's the problem? So, he has several Yisurim Drabbanon. First, he says, first of all, besides, we'll talk about it in a second, he says, first of all, you generally keep it the derech, you mechaber the microphone only when you need it. Therefore, it's a form of Avsha Milsa, and besides that, maybe it's Shemo Yisak and Klishir. Maybe you'll end up tuning it in the light. Okay, those are Drabbanans. But in terms of Darais, so if you ask me about Drabbanan,
I'm asking where we are.
Oh. I think we're on page 8, though I may have different pages. So it's approximately page 8. It's approximately page 8, Ayin Igros Moshe. Okay? It may be a little, yeah. The teacher's edition. So Moshe suggests number two interesting things. Kivan de kol hanishma through the microphone, eino kol ha'adam atmo, elo k'shemidaber nase roshim shall have a rosav sham. You hear an echo. U'mashe nishma hu kol ha'avara. V'zehu k'shash iser de'oraisa v'mashe v'diburo nase roshim v'ezem makom b'microphone. The fact that your voice made some type of imprint in the microphone, maybe that's a chash malacha. Me'achar she'nischadesh eze davar shal yideze nishma kol me'rachok. Therefore, through that, your voice was heard in a distance. And Baal, before he even tells you what malacha, I guarantee that's not osa shnei batei nirin. What malacha is this? Ulai have a makib apathish, ulai bona. V'yesh lachlosh l'isir d'araisa. Af shalo barur ha'isir. I think he has something in mind along with the Chazon Ish. I think he has. These are ideas he's toying with, either the Chazon Ish and or the Rav Asher Weiss, meaning he preceded Rav. But and shalafi midas hakol nigdal, or shalafi midas hakol nigdal koach hutsalas leelectri nimsa shibidiburo nimsa magdil maktinas leelectri. By your talking, you're increasing the level of current, level of output. And you sense that vishdamchus bekochos leelectri yesh shash is the rice afalo havara ayin yesh ayin b'zetuva lemaisa. Again, was Rav Moshe convinced of this? 100%? Absolutely not. The next tshuva deals with hearing aids, which are very, very similar. And there, Rav Moshe says, I can't answer this beferish onto the person who needs the hearing aid, because he says, There's more complicated because he himself is putting it on. I can't answer this beferish because his people are speaking. Are they speaking to him? They're speaking far away from him. So he didn't want to answer this beferish. But I should add, these are much more lenient cases of use of electricity because the gadget, the device is already on. You're certainly not turning it on and off. These are cases where it's already on, and still Rav Moshe is concerned about whatever he's concerned about, the input that the voice is having on the microphone and or the higher level of currency needed because of your voice. Those are much bigger chidushim, and these taka are very big issues, which they talk about. I know it's with shinui zerim. These are some of the hot issues right now. Whether or not, even though as we hinted at before, where the currency is already, where the device is already on, and you're turning it up or down to make it usable or not, that gets into some of the questions of what is defining it. Again, is the problem the binyan, literally creating a circuit? Is the problem push it in the electricity itself, creating more of a current? We'll give more of a reason for that in a second. Or thirdly, as Rav Asher Weiss, simply doing something constructive and by using electricity, that those are very different focuses. Is the problem on the electricity per se, the connection that I made, or the effect of it, and that I, or the accomplishment of it, that I'm now able to accomplish something of significance through using electricity. So far, where we have is either the original, what people thought it was, the original Poskim thought it was Havara, burning a fire. Then we moved on to the Chazon Ish, various forms of binyan. We then went on to explain the opinion of Rav Asher Weiss based on some type of makeh b'patish, simply doing something, construction with electricity. But, of course, one of the earlier Poskim who dealt with using electricity was the Beis Yitzchak of Yitzchak Shmelkis. On page 9, again, I mean, you may have a little bit different, but it's approximately page 9. Middle of page. Wow, it's that far off. Mola Davar Chadash? Yeah? Page. Well, I'm sorry. Okay. The tshuva of the Beis Yitzchak suggests the following, that the Gemara says in Maseches Beya that one cannot be me'ashen, smoke some types of perfumes and the like, into cheres. You want your kli to have a pleasant fragrance of besamim. So, Rabbi Yehuda permits it, that's Rabbi the Oser, why? The kamolid recha. The kamolid recha, you're creating a fragrance, but it's not an Issa Reis, it's an Issa Rabbanon. So, the Beis Yitzchak argued that the same thing should be true in terms of electricity. That the same way I want my kli to have the pleasant fragrance in it, I also want my kli to have the current, the flow of electricity going through it, and that is I'm being molded electricity in my kli. I think that's a significant understanding as we started out discussing in terms of molid a fire. It's interesting that they point out some of this fire, and we'll see why this may be significant in terms of why the Beis Yitzchak picked this Gemara as opposed to the Gemara we started with. The Gemara we started with in terms of, we know on Yontif, also, even though Havara is Mutter, one cannot strike a match. That's a Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel in Beya. That Ein Motzien Esa'or, Lo Meno Eitzim, Lo Meno Avonim. You basically can't strike a match on Shabbos and or Yontif.
Is this similar to the combination that, meaning if you just assume that electrical wires are pipes?
Excellent. This is what I want to get to right now. So, again, so the Beis Yitzchak said, the Beis Yitzchak told us the problem is that this that I'm being molded davar chadash. So, question is, why did he pick, number one is, why did he pick this Gemara as opposed to the later Gemara in terms of fire? Point number one, in terms of creating a fire. Question number two you're asking, is this really true? Am I really being molded davar chadash? Because by your plugging in the electricity, are you really creating electricity? Electricity is already sitting there at the plant. So am I, when I turn on the water, am I being molded water? I'm not being molded water, I'm being molich water. I'm just conducting water at that point. I'm just causing the water to transfer from one room to one side, one place to the other. That's question number one. That's one extreme. The other side of this extreme is can I equate, some argue that the reason why you can't apply molid is because simply it's not the same thing, because I'm just transferring it, I'm not creating it. That's explanation number one. Problem number two is other poskim argue is that this is not the same thing at all, because molid anything is usher on Shabbos. Are you on tiff? Molid anything? The Gemara speaks to that. We probably don't poskim this way. How about we have an usher of hashma'as kol? Hashma'as kol is largely usher. Why? Because Shema Yisakin Klei Shir, because maybe you'll come to fixing your guitar, tuning your guitar. So, why don't we say that Hashma'as Kol should be Aser? Because you're molded a kol. If being molded anything, is Aser, it should. So Elamai, there have to be certain parameters, certain standards of poskim speaker. Can I be molded a vision. Now you mold a mirror. Like you can stand in front of a computer screen. You can stand in front of a camera. Some of the things Postman speak about there. If I stand in front of a camera, besides Ksiva, so is that a problem of creating a mirror? So probably not. Lo matzino davar kazeh. Lo matzino that any being molded anything. So some say that just because I'm being molded electricity, who said that's worth anything? Maybe it's not. Reach is reach. Gemara has a specific essay there. How do we know this could be too intangible? You have to compare. What's reach? Reach milsa, reach lav milsa. You guys learning your day. Whatever. What is this? What are you comparing reach to? How do you compare all these things? So I think what he means, along similar lines to what we've been speaking about, what he means, why he picks the Gemara exactly what he does, is that what he means by the molid is because I'm being molid the Reach into a Kli. He didn't say stam being molid fire. No, because I, by now, create through this, this is probably his Derabbanan-dika version of saying, I am being the same way, this fragrance. The fragrance itself may have been around. It may have been around in the Besamim. But now I'm sort of doing whatever I'm doing, rubbing the Besamim, whatever I'm doing to the Besamim, I'm extracting that Reach which is already there and transferring it onto the Beged. And transferring it onto the Cheres. So here also, the problem is per se not necessarily the molar electricity. Now electricity is created, but now I'm being molded. I now have a Kli. I have that utensil, which now, because it could be used because of that electricity. I'm not sure that we have the time to develop this, but Post can speak about it, even with, if we assume this is the Isser, how about if the Kli is already on? So I've just simply molded more of a current. So is that the same problem if it already has the current? There are some who are makel. This needs to be understood. The Gemara may hint that if the problem is molid, if it's already on, it may not be a problem of molid. If it's already on, I'm just increasing the volume. Question though, how about the same Gemara may say that if it's a completely qualitatively different reach, this is you have to learn that Gemara properly in Daf Chav Gimel. If it's a completely qualitatively different reach, then that would probably be asur l'kulei alma. Dehainu, this is what, for example, if you have a radio on, but the volume is completely off. It's on, but it's completely off. So it means it's completely unusable. You can't do anything with it at all. So you're turning up the volume. In that sense, you're turning up the current. But it's not just simply, I'm making it turning from level 9 to level 10. No, I'm making it from completely unusable to completely usable. That would probably still, almost wall posts can be a problem. These are some of the issues in terms of Shinui Zerim. Finally, with this, we'll conclude that, also, before I get to the last point, that in terms of psik ratio here, is also a little bit of a debate whether or not there is an issue of psik ratio if I'm not mechavein to be molded. It happens in male. That's also some of a debate.
You said by the fan that because you turn it completely off and it turns on a different thing. That's the reason why it's lesser, right? Like when you up dial something electronically, that it shuts off and it completely turns on, but it's a different like level, right? That's what
you
just said.
The answer is the radio, the volume was completely off of the radio. It's in terms of the fan, if it's, I don't know if I'm not sure if there would be a parallel to that in a fan.
Wait,
so
can you use
the example I gave was a radio. A radio, the volume was completely off.
Mm-hmm.
It's on, it's technically on, but the volume is completely unusable. You can't hear anything. A radio you can't hear isn't do very much.
So let's say it was on a little bit, but then you raise it.
Right, so that could be that. Then the post can get analyzed if it's on, then what's considered qualitatively different. What is quality? Finally, as our own post came here, I believe I'm told that Shachter holds it that largely most of the time it's an issue of Darbana. Clearly, don't do it. Don't turn on and off electricity. I'm told the muscle that he uses is getting a system to work of Ketinor Shalu Bakash Kashkashim. Like a pipe which becomes clogged. So you're turning it on, you're basically unclogging that pipe. I'm told so on a question in terms of why it's an Issa Drabbanon, I'm told that's what he holds. In terms of Poskim here, largely he thinks it is an Issa Drabbanon, but certainly I think we've seen the range in terms of what Poskim hold on the issue. And I'm glad it should be Zolch Levim Akaya, Shomer Shabbos Kuchasa.
Drive me early.